Hey, thank you for holding. Is this Zach?
Yeah.
Hey, Zach. How you doing? How's your Monday going so far?
Busy.
It's good to hear as a business owner to be busy. As long as it's being productive, though, you know, busy and not being productive, that's where it gets stressful.
Oh, yeah, I understand that.
Right.
So she was saying, in order to get on top on Google,
yeah.
How much does that normally run?
Yep, that's exactly what she sent you over. So I'll give you what it normally runs, and I'll give you what Rona actually put in here for you as far as the discount goes. I'm actually just reading some of the notes. Look like you've been going on for about 2 years now, so congratulations on becoming a business owner. We know the first 2 years is definitely the toughest, right? Kind of get the business off the ground, you know?
Yeah.
Looks like you're covering about a 30-mile radius.
Yes,
what was that, Zach? I'm sorry.
I was agreeing. You said 30-mile radius.
Oh, yes. Yep. Okay, perfect. Yeah, so I'm actually pulling up right now, and before I pull up the pricing actually for you, I want to double-check. I mean, do you have any questions or concerns about the actual, like, program or, you know, what we could do to bring you more business,
so
anything like that?
Voice. Is this, like voice, Google, and all that kind of stuff, or is just when they type it in, it comes up? If you, like, type in concrete in my area?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the main avenue where business owners go wrong is they see the value in Google. They know it's the number one search engine on the planet. They know that's where everybody's going. The problem is that they just don't know how to get in front of the clients. And what we do is, the reason that we're calling you here, Zach, is because there's a position available in your area to get you directly on the first page of Google. So basically what we do is, if anybody's ever searching for those terms or using the voice chat, or if they're in the map section of Google, you know, like Google Maps, and they're typing in anything that you guys do, what we do is that we make sure that your business is popping up directly on the first page, okay? Not page 2 or 3, literally on the first page. And you can actually get to choose up to 15 different keywords or phrases. So that's basically 15 different jobs that you'll be able to be found for, right? So if you're
thinking about all 15, so you can pull up all the good stuff when they type it in, right?
Exactly. Yeah. So you obviously, if you only have one or two jobs, that's okay. We'll figure out, like, what are the most high ranking keywords and what's the one that gets the most traffic. If you got more than 15, then we just want to do the ones that's most profitable for you, because that's the ones that, you know, they're gonna find.
I do like mostly concrete, but I do like demolition. Drainage, like downspouts, like in the yard, like the drainage.
Okay.
Yard drainage, stuff like that.
Cool. Okay, yeah, driveway construction, right? Masonry, interior wall repair, exterior. Okay, so yeah, perfect.
Not so much masonry.
Oh, okay. Okay. Gotcha. Okay, more of the just concrete.
More, yeah.
Okay.
Two different
breeds. Yeah, I'm not a professional at, so, you know, if I get those mixed up, I apologize, but I'll take your word for it for sure.
I agree.
You know what I mean? So, okay. Yeah, excellent.
Yeah.
So those are the 15. So basically the way that it works here, Zach, is, you know, because there's only one position available, we can only literally work with one company, which means for you, once we sign you up, we do not work with your competitors at all. That's how we maintain your position every single month on the first page. Pricing is straightforward. I got it all set up here for you. So it's all month to month, no contract. You can cancel it at any time. There's no penalty for canceling either. Okay. It's all a month to month service. Right now, in order to get you in front of that many people for your field in your area within 30 miles, you're typically looking at like $499 to do so, but Rona did apply a 50% discount for you, and I did approve it. So basically what you're looking at today is only $249 a month. And we also have a $99 setup fee. It's basically for programming. It takes care of everything for you. I'll explain to you what it all involves. So today, upfront cost is $348, but every single month after that, it's reduced down to $249, and it will always stay the same. It will always stay at $249 then for you, okay?
Okay. Let me get my wife over here just a sec. She's outside. Let me get her on the phone.
Okay.
Hey, Paige, come here.
Yeah.
Hop over here.
You said her name is Paige?
Sorry, I was, Yeah, my wife.
Okay.
I just like running stuff by her too.
Absolutely. Nope. That, take your time. Let me know when you're ready.
This is so pretty much Google. You know how you, when you type it in the area, it brings your business up first. So he's running like a deal on it, and a spot opened up in the area. So do you want to explain everything?
Over? Yes.
Sorry.
Yep.
So he can be a
no.
Number two.
Absolutely. That's perfectly fine. Paige, are you able to hear me?
Yes.
Hey, Paige, how you doing? Obviously, I was speaking with Zach, and I just heard he filled you in just a little bit. I'll go over basically what's involved. Before I do, though, are you pretty familiar with how, like, Google marketing works or how people end up on the first page? Are you kind of familiar or not so much?
I mean, you can just quickly, you know, run it by me again. I feel like I do, but I could be wrong.
Okay, that's okay. I just wanted to, you know, I didn't want to repeat anything that you probably already are aware of. So, yeah, so a very quick rundown. So the way that it works is this, right? So he does contracting. Well, let's just use, like, concrete repair as an example. So if somebody goes onto Google and let's say I just need a contractor or I need somebody that does concrete repair, I'm going to type in Google, concrete repair near me, right? And then what happens is that you get a list of companies that pop up directly on the first page. What we do and the offer that we're offering today is that there is a position available in your guys' area to end up on the first page of Google. So what we're doing is that we're calling throughout the area that's looking for a contractor that mainly does concrete work. Once we work with them, we will not and cannot work with anybody else that does what you guys do in your area. That's what maintains your position directly on the first page because there's only so many places. So once they type that in, we're going to make sure his business pops up. That's one. We can actually choose 14 more. So a total is 15 keywords. So he does like interior repair, wall, concrete repair, driveway construction. Those all consider jobs. And then anytime anybody searches those terms, we're going to make sure his business is popping up directly on the first page. The pricing that I gave today, it's all month to month. There's no contract. You can cancel it at any time. No penalty for canceling either. In order to get in front of your business in front of that many people on a monthly basis, you're typically looking at about $499. But he was actually just speaking with one of our representative, Rona, and she sent her over to me so I can approve some pricing. And we got him 50% off. So it's only $249 a month every month. And then there's a $99 setup fee. It's a one-time fee. It basically gets you guys from the ground up. We put about 100 hours into your account. So the first premium would be $348. But every single month after that, it's only $249 a month. And then I can't explain to you guys what it all entails because there's a lot more that's actually included. But before I do, I just want to make sure I didn't lose you anything. Any questions so far or
no.
Anything you want me to elaborate?
Yeah, I'm following you so far.
Okay. All right,
so
perfect.
Let me ask you this.
I
have one question. So when you say that you're adding that we would be on the first page of Google.
Yep.
Like, I just, for instance, Googled concrete contractor near me, and there's a list of like, oh God, I don't know, I'm not going to count them, but it's probably over 20 concrete contractors.
Yep.
Is that the list you're talking about? Like.
Yep.
Like,
yeah.
What
so.
Do you mean my first page?
So Google is broken up into three sections. You have your sponsors section at the top, which is what you're probably looking at, and then you have your second section, which is your business section, which is like the map section. And then all the way below at the bottom is where is considered organic listing. Where we're putting him is on the business section, map section, and we're going to list him on the first page. So that first top 20 that you see there, that's where he's going to end up. And because we're going to be handling his marketing on a month-to-month basis, you start off on the first page, and then every month after that, we just slowly start increasing your rankings, you're getting better reviews, so on and so forth, so you're closer to, like, the top three.
Okay, I got you.
Uh-huh. Yep. Yeah, exactly, because without that, what ends up happening is that, let's say you create, like, a Google Business Profile, and you have it all set up, even if you, like, build a website, you could do all that stuff, but if you're not putting it, it's like building a billboard in the middle of the desert, right? So it's like, you know, just because you have a really nice billboard doesn't mean anybody's looking at it. So in order to get people to actually see your business, you have to be on the first page. I mean, think about it yourself. Like, how many times have you Googled something and you're looking at the first page? Very rare you're probably going to page two, and definitely not three. You're probably just searching something else at that point, right?
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. So that's where 87% of all the business is going right now. So does that clarify it a little bit for you?
Yes.
All right. Perfect. And is Zach able to also hear me? Because I'm going to go over basically everything that's entailed in that 249. Okay. Okay, perfect. Okay. So basically what's included in that is that we're actually going to submit your business to the top five directories. So it's not just Google. It's also Google, Facebook, Yelp, Bing, Apple. We handle all the content creation for you guys. So, Paige, I don't know if you help him like with this kind of stuff. I'll explain to you the program that we, okay, perfect. So we'll add you as an administrative contact. And there'll be a system that we have that shows you everything that we're doing because we actually handle all of the content creation for you guys. We handle all the descriptions, all the pictures, everything we add online. We do it for you guys so you guys don't have to do that. And you can kind of oversee everything that we're doing. We make sure that if anybody's searching, you know, nowadays people are searching, you know, 99% of the times on their phone rather than like a desktop. So what happens is that we make sure that anytime somebody's searching on their iPhone, Android, tablet, laptop, you name it, we're going to make sure he's always popping up directly on that first page. I was trying to find to see if you guys had a website or a Facebook business page, but I think I found your Facebook business page. Did you guys set one up yet?
We have a Google business account, and then we also have a Facebook page, and he does a lot on TikTok, but it's not, I don't think they made it a business TikTok, but it's not set up to our business email. It's set up on his personal email still. We haven't changed it yet.
Oh, got it. Okay. Okay. No big deal. Yeah. I think I actually found the Facebook one. So is it the, yep, this is it. Okay, cool. Hey, you guys did a great job here. So I have, you have your little logo with the little like crane, right? Says web contracting?
Estimator.
Okay, yeah. I was just telling Zach, look, I'm not a professional when it comes to that stuff, so I don't really know how any of that stuff. Okay, okay. So you, one of those, right? Okay, I found it. I mean, you guys got 602 followers.
When you have kids, and they start watching Blippi, you'll know what an estimator is.
Yeah, go watch Blippi. You'll learn all you need to know.
What is it called?
There's a kid's show called Blippi, and he teaches everything about all the pieces of equipment. So our little boy's like 4, and he knows all of them already.
My husband
was just joking. He said, if you want to learn them, go watch Blippi.
Oh, you know, I think my kids watching TV is over because I have 3 daughters, and my youngest is 11. Yeah, I have 11, 15, and a 16-year-old. So. Oh, no way.
3 boys. Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay. Well, complete opposite.
So you found our Facebook and what now?
Yeah. Okay, I apologize. Yeah, so we found your Facebook page. So what we'll do, what's included, is actual Facebook advertisements. It's the paid advertisements. Have you guys ever tried doing that before, or do you guys just, like, post?
We really have just got most of our business so far, like, word of mouth, and we use Nextdoor some.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, we have quite a few followers we've been in business for, like, 1.5 years, maybe almost 2.
Yeah, that's what you said.
I think we have, like, we have 600 followers or so.
600, yeah. Mm-hmm.
On Facebook.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, it's a lot more than we're used to. Yeah, usually people don't have that many. So, you know, it's good that you have 600 followers because if you, like, make a post, it goes out to 600 people. But what we'll do for you guys instead is we'll actually take your Facebook business page and we'll start doing paid advertisements. The difference between that is right now if you post, you only post to 600 people. But when we do the paid advertisements, we can cover a 30 or 40-mile radius of people that don't know who you guys are. So what happens is that anytime somebody goes to search for any of the terms that we're ranking your business on the first page for, or even if they were even talking about it, when they go back to their Facebook, they're going to start seeing those advertisements. Hey, we saw that you were looking for somebody that does concrete work. Well, we got web contracting that does A, B, and C, and it gives them a click-to-call feature. They can click and call you directly. They can visit your profile, visit your Google business profile, whatever it is that you guys want. You know, they'll be able to do and get in contact with you guys as well. So even though it's paid advertisements, it does not increase your monthly, your premium. So it'll always be $249 a month. So that's everything we're able to do. We're able to get you your Google business profile ranking on the first page, and then we'll also do the advertisements on your Facebook page as well then, okay?
Okay.
Yep. Yeah, and then the last thing is just the account management. So, like I said, if you're involved, Paige, then we can get you as an administrative contact. We'll get you a login, and in that login, it shows you everything we're doing. It shows you how many impressions you're getting, basically how many people are visiting your profiles, how many people are calling you, how many people are clicking on your profiles, where they're calling you from. So it has this full breakdown of everything that you guys would be able to see because we're month-to-month, no contracts. You know, we want to make sure that that return on investment makes sense, right? And we want to show you, hey, if you're paying $249 a month, okay, where is that going? Okay, well, we can show you everything. We'll show you everything that's, you know, where people are going and how many people are calling you and how many jobs you're getting off of it, right? And that's where it all starts to make sense. So, I mean, between yourself, Paige, and Zach, what do you guys think? I mean, is this something that you're willing to give a shot? That way we can at least prove it to you?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's worth trying. Like you said, it's not a contract. And honestly, for that amount of money, I mean, the work that we're in, you know, if it landed us one job a month, it would pay for itself.
And that's, you know, honestly, and that's exactly where it's at right now. That's why it becomes a no-brainer. The hardest part is that people just don't know how to do it, right? They don't want to spend 6-7 hours a day every day optimizing their listing in order to get you guys on the first page, right? So that's why they hire companies like us. And
Facebook,
lots of times people think it's too expensive.
We don't do the Facebook advertisement because it is so high. Like, oh my gosh, we tried to do it and it's like $40.
It's crazy, right?
A day, or it's just crazy, and it doesn't reach. I mean, we've not had any luck with just that. With this business, but I'm a hairstylist and I tried it and it didn't really work good for me.
Really? Oh, nice. Time. Yeah, my sister owns a salon too, so she does all that stuff.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
Yep. That's pretty cool. Okay. Cool. Yeah, I'm with you. Zach, what about you? How do you feel? You're good with it too, or?
Sounds good. I just didn't come up with a 15 keyword.
Yep. So I'll dive into that now. So the biggest thing is that we got to make sure we stop the calls. So we'll close out the listing. There's a couple of things I got to go over with you, Zach, or Paige, if you're whoever wants to do it. I'm okay with either or. But I just have to go through a couple of things. We'll go through some keywords, and we'll close the listing out.
Okay. Leave it all to Paige to do because I got to get back to it.
Oh, yep. Well, Zach, you do what you got to do. Are we good to stay on this phone, or do you want me to call you, Paige? Or?
Yeah.
You can deal with her. If
that's okay. This phone is fine.
Okay, this phone's fine. Perfect. All right. Well, hey, it was a pleasure meeting you, Zach. I'll let you get back to doing some work, and me and Paige will take over from here.
All right. Appreciate you.
All right, cool.
Thank you.
Yeah, not a problem at all. Yep, absolutely. So, okay, Paige. So I'm going to get some information. The card that you guys are going to use, whose name is on the card? Is it going to be Zach's or is it going to be yours?
Hey, hold on. Let me ask him. I don't know what name you want to use. What card do you want to use? Business? Debit?
Yeah. Well, you can put it on the credit.
It doesn't matter to me. I just want to put it on the one you want to put it on. Okay. Just trying to make sure what card he wants to use.
Yep, that's fine. I'm not going to get the card number right now. I just need to know whose name is on it because that's how we have to fill out the information for Google.
Zach's name. His name is Zachary Christopher Webb is what's on the card.
Beautiful. Okay, can you spell Zachary for me?
Z-A-C-H-A-R-Y.
Okay. And obviously his last name is Webb with two B's, but you said his middle initials on the card too?
His full middle name is on the card. I don't know if you need it or just initial.
The full name is fine.
It's Christopher, just like basic how you would normally spell Christopher.
Yep.
No weird spelling.
Got it. Perfect. Christopher.
Now, are you calling from Google, or are you all a different company that works with Google?
Google will never call you. So what Google does is that Google will only call enterprise accounts. You know, they'll call, like, you know, Walmart. They'll call Amazon. They'll call, you know, Ford Motor Works, things like that. But when it comes to the small to medium-sized businesses, what they do is that they train basically business partners. So we're actually a premier channel partner for Google. Yeah, we're a premier channel partner for Google. We've been a partner for the 19 years, so, yeah.
And I have one more question.
Keep shooting them. Go ahead.
How do you all, how do you all find, like, what makes you all choose a business to call? Do you all just cold call different businesses?
We do cold call.
Sorry, that might be a hard question. It doesn't matter.
It's easy to explain. So yes, we do cold call. So what happens is because we're a channel partner for Google, we can only fill spots. So we were already working with somebody in your area that does what you do, but they ended up moving to a different state. Once they move, it frees up a position. We get a list from Google. It's a pre-qualified candidates list off of Google. And then what we do is that we'll take a look at your company. The first thing we check is negative reviews. Because if you guys are doing really bad online and you're getting a ton of negative reviews, we can't put you on the first page of Google because Google's going to yell at us. They're basically going to say, hey, these guys aren't really good, so like we don't want them there, right? So, you know, that's the first thing we check. And then once that clears, then we call you. We say, hey, this is what we're offering. You say yes or no. If you say no, we hang up. We just move on to the next business. So if you guys said yes, it's yours.
That's fine. And I'm sorry. I'm asking so many questions. I'm just curious. That's it.
No, please don't apologize. Don't apologize. Yeah, curiosity is great. So any question that comes up, please don't just stop me. I'm happy to explain it, okay?
No, you're fine. I think that's all I have.
Okay, perfect. All right, so email address we got here is zwebcontracting@gmail.com. Is that good?
Yes.
Okay, and then the phone number is 859-612-7862?
Yes.
All right, perfect. And Kentucky, is that Eastern Standard or is that Kentucky's?
Eastern, yeah.
Standard? It is Eastern, okay, perfect. Okay, and your guys' legal business name, is it just Web Contracting or is it Web Contracting LLC?
It's Web Contracting LLC.
All right. Now, this is going to be your business address we have to put down. So what is your current business address?
Our current business address is 501 Pleasant Hill Drive, and that's Harrodsburg, Kentucky, 40330.
Okay. Perfect. You know, we have a Harrisburg here. I'm actually in Pennsylvania, and we have a Harrisburg. And every time I read your name, I always think it's Harrisburg, but it's Harrodsburg.
Every time that I ask Google, you know, to look for something in Harrisburg, it always comes up Harrisburg.
Right? Okay. Yeah. I'm looking at it. I'm like, oh, Harrisburg. But I'm like, well, that's not how you spell it. I thought I was spelling it wrong, and I looked online. I was like, no, that's right.
Wow.
Yeah. What a fail. All right. That's good. All right. So let's go back. Okay. So now I'm going to get a little bit of information from you guys. So what I'm going to do is once we close the listing, you're actually going to meet our team. We do an interview with you guys, about 30 minutes. And what that does is that they'll go over everything they'll need for your Google business profile, everything you'll need for your Facebook business page as well. And they'll dive in and give you like the white glove service for everything. So, if you can't think of, like, if you want to wait until then to go over everything to give you guys some time to think about, like, the keywords and stuff like that, we can.
Uh-huh.
Once we close the listing, we'll find a time. I don't know if your schedule looks good today or if you want to do it tomorrow. Obviously, we can figure that portion of it out, but we'll try to get as much as we could.
Okay.
Do you know, like, the main keywords you want to use so far, or?
Oh, God, that's a hard one. I would probably need to sit and think about it.
Okay. That's no.
I'm fine. Being difficult.
That's perfectly fine. So I will wait. And as far as, are you guys currently licensed and insured, or you one or the other?
We are, I mean, when people say licensed and insured, I don't even know what licensed, what do they mean? Like just, have a business license or?
Yeah, so like your business license, depending on the job and if you do like residential versus commercial. I know some commercial jobs require certain regulations for like licenses. So just things like that. So
like a plumber or an electrician has to be licensed. You do not have to be licensed to do concrete, but we are insured and we have an LLC in the state. about the breast.
Beautiful. That's exactly what I'm asking. Yep. Yeah, that's perfect. All right. Yeah, some states are different. We cover about 48 states, and I'm trying to track, like, who does and who doesn't, and every state is, you know, mm-hmm. it's, some people are saying, oh, you have to have it, and some states are like, yeah, they don't care. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
All right. And, okay, cool. So let me submit that. I'll postpone some of those questions for when you guys meet the team. All right. Now, when it comes to closing out the position here, I think you already have the card, but if it's a business card, that's perfect. This does come up as a tax write-off. Keep that in mind. All right. So we'll send you everything in writing, send it to your email, and you'll have all that for your records. The address you're going to use for the card, is it the 501 Pleasant Hill Drive, or is it different?
It's the same address. Our business address as of right now is just our home address. We've not been in business really long enough to have a separate place, but hopefully that will be coming soon. Because my backyard is full of
literally a bunch of stuff, yeah.
It literally looks like we run a business out of our backyard.
That's funny. Okay, well, I mean, whenever you guys do upgrade, obviously let us know. What we can also do is if you don't want us to market your address because it's your home, we can hide it. So do you want us to hide the address, or do you want us to show it on Google? We could do either or. It doesn't help or hurt. It's just some people that feel weird about their home address being their business address, and, like, you know, somebody shows up to the house asking for work. But some people don't care. So we give them an option.
I mean, I don't really care. It's been on our Facebook and everything else, I think. I don't know. I don't
really
care either way.
Okay, well, I mean, if it's not that stressful, that's okay. Some people are like, yeah, hide it. So if it's hit or miss, we could do whatever you want. We could change it too. So if we're hiding it, we can show it, and so on and so forth.
Just show it for now, and then if I talk to my husband, he wants to change it, he can.
Exactly.
I don't think
it's a simple change. Okay. All right. Now the card, is it a Master, Visa, Discover, American Express? What's that?
It is a Visa.
Visa. Okay. Whenever you are in a safe spot, we'll do the card number, expiration, and then 3 digits on the back.
The card number is 4246.
Oh, sorry. Give me one.
Sorry.
Yeah, it wasn't typing. Can you just repeat the first four again?
4246.
Okay, good.
3153. 3969. 1717.
Okay. And expiration?
The expiration is 0827.
Okay. 3 digits on the back.
931.
Okay. All right. That's been updated. Okay. So what I'm going to do before I run it, I'm going to read you off a voice verification, and it's basically going to explain basically everything that we went through. I know that Zach gave you permission to go over all this, so. Going to be perfectly fine. This is the time, again, if you have any questions, obviously just let me know that we're all on the same page then, okay?
Okay.
All right, so here we go. So welcome to Local Splash's voice verification, and this call is going to be recorded for quality assurance, and it's to outline the service agreement you have with Local Splash, and is an added form of protection for you. So to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Web Contracting, LLC.
And please state your name and title within the business.
Paige Webb, part owner.
Yep. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
And you're an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
All right, perfect. And in order to get the results as fast as possible, it is going to be a partnership. We're going to do probably 99% of everything here for you, but there'll be some things that maybe Google is going to need, and we would have to get in contact with you. So once this is all settled, you're going to get a couple text messages and some emails. You're going to get our phone number. It's our main headquarter number. It's an 877 number. That's the number you're going to want to save. because that's the one we're going to be calling you from. Anytime we call you, it's never a bad thing. It's always a good thing. It's kind of just to push the needle forward. And we get it. You guys are busy, probably working if we call. Totally fine. Just give us a call back whenever you get a chance, and that way we can kind of move things forward. And in hiring Local Splash as a certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
All right. And your first initial payment, that's your setup with our $99 setup fee and the $249. So the total for just today is $348. And then every single month after that, so your second payment will be completed again every 26th of every month of only $249. Okay? So the 26th is your billing date. So March 26th, April 26th, so on and so forth, right? As I stated to you guys earlier, you may discontinue your agreement with us at any time. All you have to do is contact customer support. It's the same exact 877 number we call you from. You can contact me directly. I'll also send you my direct extension. If I don't answer, you can leave me a voicemail. I'll send you my email address, and then I'll also make sure that you guys have the ability to even text. So if you have a quick question or concern like you've been doing, don't hesitate. Just reach out to us then, okay?
Okay.
All right, and then the last thing is you may also want to remind Zach is that we have a pause feature here. So let's say you guys start to get overwhelmed with work and you're kind of backed up. Give us a call and ask us to pause your listing. So what we'll do is that we won't charge you the $249, and let's say it takes you like a month or two for you guys to get caught up with all your work. We won't charge you. And then whenever you guys are ready to start the marketing again, give us a call. Because we didn't cancel the account, you just keep that position, and then we'll start your marketing all over again, and then we'll start the calls coming in again then for you guys, okay?
Okay.
All right, perfect. Now, do you agree and understand to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right, perfect. Okay, so I'm just going to go ahead and process this now. Give me 1 second. Let me go ahead and add these discounts here for you. Okay, what is your schedule looking like today? Do you guys want to meet? Are you guys good with the phone call today? Do you want to do it tomorrow?
That's what I was thinking about. I'm actually in the middle of ripping carpet up in my house. So
oh.
I've got that going on, and then I have to go get my two kids by 4 o'clock. So I've got to get the carpet up before I go get them. How late do they call usually? Or like, do they close by certain time? Or?
Yes. Yeah. So we're done by 6 p.m. So the latest we could do is 6.
Okay. I'm just sitting here trying to think.
If not, tomorrow's fine too. The earlier the better, but whatever's, you know, works for you guys.
How long did you say it takes?
Anywhere between 20 to 30 minutes. If you have a ton of calls, a ton of questions, maybe like 40 minutes, but I would say about a half hour.
If they can call in the next little bit, go ahead and do it today, just because tomorrow I have some stuff going on, doctor's appointments for my little boy, so
I'm
not going to be available tomorrow either, and I don't want to push it out further than that, so.
Okay, so is later better? You want me to put you in for today at 6? Or 4 o'clock is the next available time.
I can't do 4. Just put me in at 6 because 4 o'clock I'll be getting my kids. 6 is fine.
Okay.
They'll be home.
Okay.
I'll put them outside to play.
This is what I'll do for you. I'll put you in there for today at 6. Worst case scenario, don't stress it. If you guys are like super swamped and you're in the middle of something, when we call, just answer. Excuse me. And just tell them, say, hey, guys, I'm really busy. Can we just reschedule for tomorrow? They'll reschedule it for you right then and there, right on the spot for you.
Okay. Okay.
You know what I mean? So that way, yeah, I was going to say. Yeah, it's just a phone call, so it's nothing, but they do get pretty in-depth, so. Okay, and are you going to be the one that's answering?
I would say so, yes.
Okay, I'll put him or Paige down. And Paige, can I get your cell phone or a good phone number for you? Because I'm going to put you down as the administrative contact. So I'll make sure that we have your information over here, too. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's 859-312-4000. 2733.
859-312-2733.
Yes.
Okay, and you business partner slash wife, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And you guys are good. Congratulations. It went green on our side. I just sent the message out to my manager to stop those calls, so we're all set and locked in and ready to go for you guys. Very, very exciting to get you guys started. You know, it's not too common. We run into a business that's only been up for about a year, a little over a year, so it's really, really great to at least get you guys help early in your career. And then once you're able to see what we're able to do, like I said, it's kind of like a no-brainer, putting your own business out there. We only market your business. It's nothing comes through us. It's all about you guys. So, you know, we're really, really excited to have you guys join our team. Do you have any other questions or concerns before I let you go or anything else that I can do for you? You should have already got some text messages. You should have already got some emails, showcase and everything.
I'm trying to think if I can think of anything. I know that we have Facebook. We do have a Google business account, so our business is like listed on Google, but we don't have an actual website. Do most of the companies that you work for have a website, or do you think that would benefit us to get an actual website?
It will benefit you guys.
I know that's a big question, but does it make a difference for you all?
It does. It makes absolutely no difference to us. That's number one. But it makes a huge difference for you guys because remember, once we get you on the first page, you're going to get in front of a bunch of people. There may be some clients that like to see that you have a website. What I'm going to do is I'm going to add one for you at no additional cost. Okay. I'm going to put a website in here for you and we'll build one, manage it, maintain it. We'll make all the changes, edits, and updates for you. The team that you meet today at 6, they'll go over all that as well. But I'll put a note in here to have them add a website for you guys. So that way you guys have it. And it'll be no additional cost. You don't have to pay anything extra. It'll still be the $249. Only the $99 setup fee, all that is included. So I'll do that for you. If that's what...
A lot of people who look us up will click on Facebook. But I know there's like some people, especially older people, who don't have social media. So when they click on it, it doesn't go anywhere for them. So that was my biggest concern. And we were looking into doing a website, but it's just so hard. I've tried to build one myself, and I'm just not cut
out
for that.
It's tough, right?
Yes, I'm not made for it.
Yeah, it's not cut out. And, you know, the crazy part is that even if you were made out to build a website, that doesn't even do anything because building a website is one thing. You still got to market the website. Like, how are new customers finding it? And some people pay thousands of dollars for something that nobody visits. It's like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
So, we will take care of that for you. That's absolutely no problem. I've already submitted it. I put it in there for you guys. So, you guys got the premium bundle pretty much here. So, you guys are all set. I put that in there. Thank you for bringing that up because, if you don't ask, you know, it's always a no, right?
Yes. Well, I just wasn't sure if it was something that we needed to do or if it's something that you all would help us
we'll
do.
It. Yeah. Yeah. Well,
make sure that people who are clicking on our business are getting all the information they need because I know some people can't get it from Facebook was my biggest thing.
Exactly. Yeah, no, you hit the nail on the head. So we'll take care of that for you. And like I said, any additional questions about it, just let the team know and they'll dive in through all that stuff. So cool. Paige, it was a absolute pleasure speaking with you guys. Anything else or?
No, I think that's it. We'll wait for that 6 o'clock.
Okay. You have yourself a great rest of your day, Paige. And tell Zach I said I appreciate him as well. Okay.
You too. Thank you so much.
All right, no problem. Bye.